Imagine receiving personalized wisdom from someone who's navigated the exact startup challenge keeping you awake at night. That's the premise behind Maynard Webb's Dear Founder, a collection of hard-earned insights that began as advice letters to his son's investment portfolio companies and evolved into what Howard Schultz calls a book I wish I had throughout my 40-year career. Rather than abstract theory, Webb addresses specific moments of truth every founder faces, from co-founder conflicts to scaling challenges. The book has become a trusted companion for entrepreneurs at all stages, offering practical guidance through the tumultuous waters of building something from nothing. The entrepreneurial path begins with a sobering truth. While registering a company takes hours, building something meaningful is extraordinarily rare. About 90% of startups fail, and most survivors become tweeners, companies with enough revenue to exist but insufficient scale for meaningful returns. Before diving in, ask yourself, does your idea keep you awake with excitement? Can you maintain leadership when facing months without salary or certainty? For those still committed, establish clear boundaries around financial exposure and timeline milestones. Secure explicit support from family members who weather this journey with you. Consider the bridge strategy of maintaining employment while validating your concept, but recognize that half measures rarely succeed. Once committed, your startup must become your primary focus. The co-founder decision is critical. An ideal partnership creates synergy where complementary skills and shared vision make 1+1=3. Select someone from your existing network with proven character. Spend significant time working together before formalizing anything, and explicitly align on values and goals. Strong co-founder relationships provide crucial emotional support, honest feedback, and expanded network access when you need it most. Recruiting requires a fundamental mindset shift. Position your startup not as desperately seeking talent, but as an exclusive opportunity for exceptional people to join a meaningful mission. Maintain continuous recruiting efforts even without immediate openings, as the best talent often appears unexpectedly. As founder, you should personally drive recruiting rather than delegating it entirely. Seek diverse perspectives, while particularly valuing candidates with chips on their shoulders, those with deep internal drive to prove themselves rather than primarily financial motivation. Create genuine attraction through meaningful work and growth opportunities rather than superficial perks. Remember that company culture develops whether intentionally designed or left to chance. Proactively shape it by addressing key questions. How will you balance frugality with employee comfort? What learning opportunities will you provide? How will conflicts be resolved? Each decision reveals core values and establishes authentic cultural foundations, but maintain flexibility for culture to evolve naturally as your organization grows. When fundraising stalls, maintain strategic focus. Approach investors in small groups of 3 to 5, prioritizing those familiar with your sector. Momentum is crucial. Securing a lead investor often triggers others to follow. Start with 6+ months of runway and address potential deal breakers early. Take consistent investor feedback seriously. During high investor interest, stay measured and controlled. Don't let pressure rush your decisions. Thoroughly vet potential partners, including conversations with their portfolio companies about support during challenges. Be strategic with early commitments to avoid cap table complications. Avoid inflated valuations that could hurt future rounds and team morale. Post-funding, focus on building value in the 12 to 18 months before your next raise. Keep investors engaged through concise updates, highlighting metrics, needs, and acknowledgments. Manage capital efficiently, tracking expenditure against business outcomes. Watch common pitfalls, overinvesting in engineering before product market fit and underinvesting in effective marketing channels. When employees leave, determine if they're running from or toward something. Consider if they're salvageable, but avoid using money as the primary solution. It rarely addresses the real reasons. Don't create a culture where quitting threats lead to promotions. Respect those departing, but celebrate those who stay. Most leaders delay too long in addressing underperformance. Determine if struggling employees can improve. If so, provide clear expectations and support. If not, handle their departure professionally. Allow them to resign if preferred, offer fair severance, and align on departure messaging. Your handling of terminations shapes company culture. Energy spreads throughout the workplace. As a leader, you must set the tone, especially during low energy periods. Celebrate wins, mark special occasions, and frame setbacks as learning opportunities. Model enthusiasm and show genuine interest in your people beyond work tasks. Let teams deliver good news they've earned. As CEO, own the delivery of bad news. It doesn't improve with time. Stay composed, assess impact, identify key stakeholders, and communicate directly with a clear path forward. Feeling overwhelmed is normal, but can be overcome through action. Follow these steps. Slow down, ask questions, get your bearings, develop a believable plan, and take proactive action. You don't need to fix everything. Just create a plan you believe in. Key strategies include managing your calendar effectively, focusing on important accomplishments over perfection, and scheduling weekly reflection time. When facing failure, avoid rationalization and own your decisions. You chose the market, developed the product, and spent the money. Don't linger in the gray zone hoping for a turnaround while depleting resources. Treat everyone respectfully. Communicate troubles early, provide customers with migration options, and help employees transition to new opportunities. Resilience isn't measured by setbacks, but by your response to them. When challenged, you can either retreat or persevere. Acknowledge the pain, understanding that difficulties build strength. Then focus on healing, whether through professional help or personal recovery. True resilience expands your potential with each challenge, pushing you into the discomfort zone, where excellence emerges. Creating a legacy company that transcends generations is rare, but worthwhile. Today's Fortune 500 companies survive just 15 years on average, down from 75 years previously. Building legacy requires different skills and often different people than those who started the company. Success comes from codifying what makes your company special, not pursuing personal glory. Your values must be both firmly established and adaptable. You need successors who'll carry the mission forward and improve upon it. Embrace servant leadership, putting the cause above personal agenda. Despite the odds, creating something lasting makes the challenge worthwhile. Problems don't improve with age. They must be surfaced and fixed quickly. Be proactive to prevent small issues from becoming crises. Encourage problem identification, monitor important matters closely, and conduct thorough postmortems to prevent recurrence. The entrepreneurial journey will test you unexpectedly. Your decisions will define your company's character, but these choices become clearer when your values are solid. While legal compliance is essential, your character demands meeting the spirit of the law. Your legacy ultimately rests not just on business success, but on the lives you've touched and the positive change you've created.